Morning, this is Frank Kunick. I represent the Chesaning High School English program. I'm interviewing Pete Clippy about the General Motors sit-down strike. This interview is taking place at Pete Clippy's residence, January 6th, 1990. Could you tell me about what the plant was like? Where you worked, could you tell me what that was like?
We had a good department work. We went to break down, some machine broke down. We had to go take the belts off and try to fix it if it was our job. We moved machinery, stuff like that. We never worked on production. The production man said they was working in stinky, rotten places in a crankshaft. He said there was that milk and stuff running up through the block floors and smelling. It wasn't fit to work in. And that was in the crankshaft department. And that's what a guy told me.
What changed after the strike? What were the changes in
that? After the strike, they changed models so damn much, I don't know.
Changed the floors?
Tore the floors all out of the plant, and 29 or 30 when they went to a 6-cylinder, into an 8-cylinder. But we was treated all right, that's all I can tell you. Now, if the other men were mistreated, I don't know a damn thing about it.
What would you have done instead of strike then if the conditions were good?
Mm-hmm.
What would you have done instead of strike?
We never struck. We didn't have no strike. Production never would have done the striking.
But they had to close your plant down for the...
Mm-hmm.
They had to close your plant down because the other one strike?
I suppose they did. Because everybody went home. They sent us home. I never really went down there near the damn place. I come home here and I stayed. This is as close as I ever been to the goddamn Chevrolet since the strike. No, I can't say nothing about it. I know one thing. I worked for 42 cents an hour when we come here. And I mean work. You guys wouldn't even think about working like that.
How many hours did you work today?
We worked till they told us to go home. If you didn't work overtime, why, you didn't have no car to interact the next morning, you was fired.
I seen Pete come home, and he just gets down to supper, and here come the boss.
Many nights.
And come in and snowplow.
I'd have to go in and snowplow. He'll come in 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, snowplow all day. You work till everything was done. You had a breakdown, we stayed till it was done, till the breakdown was fixed and everything. But I come here for a job. And I got it.
Did your wages change after the strike?
Mm-hmm.
Did your, what you got, an hour change after the strike?
It's changed. I can't remember how much change we get. Paid, we get a raise every so often since the strike.
Yeah, no, I don't know what they're getting now, but I went out. I started at 45 cents. That's when the war was.
I know my grandson says he's getting $14 an hour to Buick. Now, if I'd have got $14 an hour, hell, I wouldn't have been in this country. I'd have been gone.
What kind of stuff did you do during the strike to get by? To get money or whatever.
I didn't do nothing. There was nothing for me to do.
How'd you get food and stuff?
Well, hell, you had to go on credit. How the hell are these people getting along now?
It's laid off.
The millions of them today are working, doing nothing. They're sending all the goddamn money to the foreign countries. The Japs coming in here taking over. That's bullshit.
What happened, like, when the day it started?
I don't know.
He just sent you home?
The union does all the talking.
Plant 4, the men was all upstairs in Plant 4 and all around Plant 4, and they just called up Plant 7 and said there's no more work. Send them home. Well, I'll come home.
Well, okay, from the time you started, your first time you ever worked there, to the time you retired, is there a lot of difference between the two?
There's a lot of difference in the work and a lot of difference in the plant. The plant was a lot cleaner and you had more stuff to work with, and I can't kick about it because I don't know about production.
Well, production, you've done your job and
I had a heart attack.
They never said nothing.
I had a heart attack. They put up a tool crib and they put me in the tool crib. I had to take care of the tools. People come to the window and they want a tool, they give me tool checks. I had their numbers and everything, put their checks up there. Yeah, I was treated real good. I can't say nothing about it. Now, what other people wants to tell you, I don't know. That's their business. But I told you the truth. I was treated good.
What did you have to do, like, before the strike? What was your job?
Moving machinery.
No, before you got your job, Pete. Before
I got
Indiana.
Michigan?
No, when you first started working there, just before the strike, for those guys striked.
Move machinery, millwrights move machinery and set machinery. Then after I had a heart attack, they put up a tool crib, and nobody knowed anybody anything about it. When it was all done, Mr. Richards come up to me and he said, "This is your department. There's a post there and a post here and a post there and a post there. 20-foot square." He said, "This is going to be a tool crib and that's going to be your job." And that's the last place I worked.
Yeah.
I can't say anything about it.
Okay, during the strike, how did it, why it lasted so long?
Hmm?
Do you know how the strike lasted for like 2 months?
I don't know, 100 and some days, wasn't it? I don't know.
The second one didn't last that long.
I don't remember.
About a month and a half, I think, the last one was, when I was working.
I don't know how long it lasted. I didn't pay no damn attention.
We came out in, just before hunting season.
Yeah?
Because I can look north where you was at. But they just went through and said, "We're striking. Go home."
That's what they told us. Go home. They said,
"You strike your machines off and got up and walked out."
We would all stand there talking. A whole bunch of us. Now there ain't a man in that plant. Ain't nobody in there. In Plant 7. That was our plant. Nothing in there at all. They busted up the millwright department, electricity department, machine repair departments. They broke them all up. They put 2 millwrights in each plant and they had to take care of the plant. That was before I had a heart attack too.
What kind of stuff did you have to go through during work?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff did you do during work? I mean, have to put up with? What kind of machinery work and stuff?
Well, presses and stuff, grinders and stuff, we had to level them up, get them to run, get them set where they want them, then electricians come along down to work, and pipe fitters and tin slits. They had to put air pipes on them and hook them up with electricity and everything. That was electrician department. All we done is put them in there and set them where they belonged. leveled them up. That's all we had to do to them.
How would you do that kind of stuff, leveling?
Well, we had a caterpillar to push them around. Ropes, caterpillar and rope falls and rollers. Some of them presses weight 45, 50 tons.
What was the shop like that you worked in?
Mm-hmm.
What was the shop like? Was it big or?
Yeah, plant 6, plant 4, plant 8. We worked in all of them. 6, 8, 10, 5, 4. We worked in all of them. We had to go from one plant to the other. If they had to break down plant 10, they'd call up plant 7 and tell them they wanted a bill right or two.
Would you, do you remember reading anything about it? What, in the paper and stuff?
Hell no, I didn't. When it was all over with, I didn't pay no attention to nothing.
I don't even remember reading. I know it was in the paper, but I don't remember what it said.
What happened when you went back to work? What was it like?
Just like we worked before.
No changes at all?
Well, no changes in our department, no, because it's still the same right today. Millwrights is a millwright. If they work on machinery, they don't work on production. I can't tell you enough about production work, whether how they're treated or how they wasn't, I don't know. They settled a strike.
Could you tell me how the union worked? How you had meetings and stuff?
How they what?
How they had, did they have meetings and how they...
They still have meetings.
They have meetings now. Hell, they got big union halls built here in Flint.
When the union was first, how were the...
I don't know where good. I didn't fool around downtown at all. I come out here and I had business here at home. I had work to do here. I didn't go down there and nose around about nothing. The guys went down there and set the strike. After the strike, you could hear them talking all around the shops what they'd done and all that shit. I didn't pay no attention to it. Because we wasn't in the strike. They sent us home.
I've heard lately that now they tore down the Fisher Body, there's men that work there, goes over and cries while they were tearing it down. But I heard it.
No. That's all I can tell you.
How'd you get your job there at the mill? To be a millwright, how'd you get it? Charlie?
There's about 500-600 men out there in the back of the employment office on Kersley Street. I went up there and asked them to come out, and he said, "You want any millwrights?" And I put up my hand, and he motioned for me to come in, and I went in, and he signed me up as a millwright. I never worked a day on production. I don't know.
Some of them paid for their jobs, too, before the union was in. And they got rid of that. That guy went to the union was in.
Yeah, that's hear talk. That's what we hear. A lot of guys paid to get their jobs, come from Arkansas, and they paid them guys. I don't know whether it's true or not. Whether they paid them or not, I don't know.
Do you know how the strike, they handled it, or
mm-hmm.
Do you know how was the strike handled? How did GM handle the strike?
I don't know how they handled it. I don't know. They had their meetings in Detroit. Our committeemen, and I guess the company of men, they all went to Detroit. They settled in Detroit. That's all I know. I've told you all I can tell you, too. That's all I know about.
Could you tell me about your bosses? Could you tell me about your boss or bosses?
Our bosses?
Yeah.
They was all good. Our bosses is all good. All of our bosses. But I don't know about production at all. I never worked a day on production. I don't know a thing about their work. But we was treated good. When they told us to go home, we went home.